foot he could go. It's as far as he could go. Okay. Would you ever say, oh, the farthest?
Sometimes the farthest he could go.
Okay. And if something belongs to me, you'd say that it's
mine.
Okay. And if it belongs to both of us, it is
ours.
Okay. And have you ever heard people say Aaron?
Aaron and Yorn.
Okay.
Or yours, they'd say Yorn.
And if it belongs to them, it's
ours.
If it them.
Theirs, I say, but they say theirs. It's theirs.
Okay. And to him?
It is his, but I have heard the expression his'n.
Okay. And her? To her?
Hers and hern.
Okay. If people have been to visit you and they're about to leave, you might say to them, what? Come back again. Would you say, you might ask them when?
When will you be back?
Okay.
Hurry back to see me.
Do you ever say you all or y'all? Or?
That's a common expression in the South. You all come back.
Do they say it around here?
Yes, often.
Okay, and if there had been a party and you hadn't gone to it, but you wanted to know, about it, you might ask somebody. You want to know about the people at the party, you might ask, well.
Well, who was there? Who attended the party?
Okay.
Who did you see?
Would you ever say who all?
No.
Who all was there?
I don't, and I haven't heard it that much, I believe.
Okay. And if no one will look out for them, you'd say they've got to look out for
themselves.
Okay. And if no one else will do it for him, you say he'd better do it
himself.
Okay. And can you tell me some about different types of bread that people used to make?
They made corn bread, and I think very often they called it corn pone.
Uh-huh.
I guess it was the shape they made the bread in, made them call it. I don't know what else, but I don't know where they got the pone, but I've heard the expression corn pone. Then I've heard the hoe cake was a bread that was cooked in a skillet and turned, and they'd say hoe cake.
What about something made out of cornmeal, only just maybe cornmeal and water and milk or something, and it's real soft?
Mush. That's what I've heard it called. And then spoon bread is similar to that. But mush is more like a cereal after they cook it.
What about something that's shaped, made cornmeal and maybe onions and peppers and things, and then little balls?
Hush puppies.
Okay. What about bread made out of flour?
Well, some call it biscuit, and when there are loaves of bread made.
What are they called?
Well, actually, just loaf bread is all I really know about.
Okay,
now I've heard my grandmother call what looked like pancakes to me, she called flapjacks.
Where is your grandmother from?
She's really here. And of course, yeah, I don't know where she got that expression.
What about, you ever heard of a corn dodger?
Yes, now I've heard the name corn dodger. I don't know what that referred to.
Okay, you say maybe there say there's two types of bread. There's homemade bread and the kind that you buy at the store, which is called